So how much do you think of your life as the journey of a pilgrim in search for something? The answer for most of us is not all that much, because after all, we're busy. Things to do, places to go, people to see. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. At the other end of the spectrum from busy is bored. Many, the elderly, those struggling financially, have nothing to do, no place to go, no one to see. So, pilgrim? Journey? I don't think so. And yet, have you noticed how you're invariably looking forward to the next thing? To the next holiday, the next job, the next stage in your life? That one thing that'll bring you peace, joy, contentment, satisfaction that never seems to arrive? Yeah, many, like pilgrims on a journey, are chasing after a host of different things just to discover one mirage after the next. Is it time to stop that, to actually find what you're looking for? Psalm 86, beginning at verse 8. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you've made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. 20th century pastor and theologian Arthur Pink put it like this: happy the soul that has been awed by a view of God's majesty. Friend, we're never going to find what we're looking for on this earth, because no matter how many tin pot little gods set themselves up along your journey, they're all merely a mirage. Only God himself can satisfy the deepest yearning of your soul, for he alone is God. That's his word, fresh for you today. And please don't forget to receive your daily Fresh message. Stop by at freshdevotional.org to subscribe. It's quick, it's easy, and while you're there, if you need prayer for anything, you can share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. That's all at freshdevotional.org.